Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Feed the Kids board member and Mid Prairie West Elementary School counselor Leanne Bender about the food pantries that Feed the Kids has implemented at the West Elementary and Middle School in Mid Prairie. This is the first part of a two-part interview.
How are the food pantries for the Mid Prairie District? How are they doing right now?
So it has been kind of a slow fall as far as the school pantries go from my perspective. I just opened mine officially in September, and I expect that as we head into Thanksgiving and additional holidays this year, that the need is probably going to increase. It's also one of those things that parents need to contact me to schedule a time to come and access, and perhaps that is uncomfortable, and I need to reach out specifically and say, would you like to come in when I'm on the phone with them, and I will get a better response that way. That is how I have had success in getting the families served that I have served so far. So I will definitely be looking into spending some time reaching out to families so that they know that it is a very private way to get some help, and they can still access our community's food pantry, but the access to the school pantry is available 5 days a week, whereas the community pantries are only available one Saturday a month.
And so when you said it's been a slow fall, you just mean in terms of the number of people who have been utilizing and coming to the pantry?
I know the middle school also was feeling like things were more slow. I don't know if that was a month ago when I heard from the counselor there about that, but she also utilizes hers slightly differently. They are able to give the food in bags to the 7th and 8th graders. That is sort of like an Operation Backpack approach, because the Operation Backpack program itself through HACCP does not go past 6th grade, but they definitely saw a need for 7th and 8th grade students who were food insecure, and their student leadership team will pack up these food items from their school pantry that they then have available each week, and the school counselor puts them in the students' lockers when no one is in the building. So
they're in the middle school, you mentioned there's a food pantry, and are there pantries in both the East and West elementaries?
There will be, but currently East has not gotten what they need to order food, so until they have that in place, they are unable to get started. They do have a designated space and storage unit, and they intend to have one, but it's just kind of the steps of progression have been at a halt here, and that is partly due to the death of the man at HACCP who is in charge of school pantries. So they are needing to fill that void and figure out who will be picking up on the things that he was doing.
And most of the food for the food pantry comes from HACCP?
Correct.
I was on a tour of Mid Prairie West Elementary earlier this fall, and I saw the food pantry and was told by Principal Bill Polk that you get some donations of pork from local producers. Is that correct?
They are supporting us with meat. We have some local people who raise hogs or cattle, and they have shared some processed meat items with us. It's kind of tricky in order to be able to accept donations and follow all of the rules that HACCP requires if you have a school pantry. So I have been reluctant to accept non-perishable food donations at this point because I don't have enough storage space to keep it separate from the HACCP items. Mm-hmm. And while HACCP says you don't have to keep it separate in your storage, you do have to keep it separate when you are submitting your monthly reports to them, because they need a monthly report on how many pounds you have given out to families from the food that you purchased from them, separate from donations. And so because I am doing this as mostly a volunteer position, I'm feeling like I think that's too complicated for what I can manage at this point.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Feed the Kids board member and Mid Prairie West Elementary counselor, Leanne Bender. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.